January 3rd, this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where it's sunny with just a little bit of snow on the ground. Thanks for taking the time to join me today, and thanks for also listening to RBN. Their headquarters are at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You may subscribe to the RBN Archives for the bargain price of $1.33 per month by going to republicbroadcasting.org. My radio schedule page is at spingola.com. If you have questions or comments during the program, please email them to spingola1@yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email address is deanna@spingola.com. My guest today is Diana Hunter. Diana, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. Nice to be with you.
Yes, it is very nice to have you back on the program. You were on last Thursday in the first hour, and you were telling us about Stacy Lynn and the activities that she had been involved with until the law went after her for some other reasons. Well, for that reason, but they really kind of staged a vendetta against her for speaking out about Agenda 21, and specifically the organization, what is it called? ICLEI.
Yes, I have learned. Stacy had a hearing on December 29th, and apparently the charges against her at the time she was arrested were dropped, and her bail was released. So that's some good news.
Yes. Now, why would they do this?
No one seems to know. See, it's all the secrecy, isn't it, Deanna?
Yes.
As of yet, I don't have a lot more information about Stacy Lynn, but I am hoping to acquire some, and I will certainly keep you updated on that. I will say, now this is normally outside of the realm of my research, but because of talking about Stacy Lynn's case, I started finding a lot of family problems with social services, police departments, judicial system, and I was able to see great similarities with people reporting child stealing occurring here and in the UK, Canada, and Australia. When I started looking at it, one of the videos that came up was from a man named Brian Garish, who is a retired lieutenant commander of the Royal Navy in England. And he's done considerable research into this child stealing by the state with a secret court. And it's most disturbing. I think people such as myself that don't have children normally don't get involved in something like this. But it seems to be happening well, in these countries and probably more. So I think it kind of merits, a closer look.
I should say, so basically what you're saying is that just in digging into this case, you've uncovered some even more horrendous activity that people are engaging in that goes cross-country and into other countries, correct?
Yes, apparently what they're doing... excuse me. It's the children are stolen or kidnapped by the state. They use lies, false evidence, perjury, threats, intimidation, false medical reports to put these children into the system for, putting them in foster care and things of that sort.
Oh, okay. We do have to cut to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Diana Hunter. Stay tuned.
Extend your life. Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Diana Hunter, and you were talking, you're basically talking about child trafficking, human trafficking, and you're suggesting that the government participates in this because of profit. Is that what I'm hearing?
I've been reading about and seeing on these videos. And I urge everyone to just do a YouTube video search of Brian Gerrish. It's G-E-R-R-I-S-H. It's his last name. And I took some of these notes right from his video because I wanted to be sure of getting exactly what he was saying. He goes on to say, why are they doing this? Well, they're breaking up families. And we know that's rather an important thing. They're trying to do it over here in various ways. They use these kids for drug testing, and then if they die, and this is the one that really upset me, Deanna, body parts disappear.
Oh, goodness. Okay, we've talked about the need for organ donors and organ parts all over the world. I mean, they bring a lot of money.
Absolutely. And he was talking, Mr. Gerrish was talking about one family whose, I believe it was the daughter that died while in child protective custody or a foster home, I don't remember which. And when they got her back, they did not get all of her back.
Okay, she had passed away. Now, Brian Gerrish, spell his last name again.
G-E-R-R-I-S-H.
Okay.
He also reports, some people may have heard about him because he really was the first one to expose common purpose in England, and that's something I'd like to get to in a little bit. But back to the child trafficking. The thing is, it's crime and corruption on a huge scale. The families and victims, they never obtain justice from the court and the services. They hit a brick wall at every turn. And in 2009, he reported over 25,000 children were going into the system, the foster care, residential homes, and living with other relatives other than their mother and father. And on his paper in the UK column, I believe it said that, or no, excuse me, just one of the other newspapers in England, the headline, child stealing is making headlines over there. They had a picture of one man. He was asked to donate organs to his son, but was not allowed to see his son.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what reasons is the government giving for taking children out of their natural homes?
To the best of my knowledge, in all wherever it's occurring, it's because supposedly high risk.
High risk by the parents?
Yes. Even though many times, many, I'm not saying it's happening in all circumstances, because that would not be a fair projection of this. But in a lot of cases, it looks like they're just being taken out at will. And remember here in America, the late Senator Nancy Schaefer from,
yes, I was
believe,
just thinking
Georgia.
About her. Yeah,
yes.
Georgia.
Okay. When reading and looking at some articles on her, she absolutely described this as legal kidnapping. She stated in almost every state there is no accountability of child protective services, and in 1997 there were cash bonuses for every child adopted out of foster care. Some counties offered $4,000 to $6,000 for each child adopted out to strangers, an additional $2,000 for a special needs child.
Why is that?
I don't know. It didn't go into any further documentation on that. She went on to say the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect reported that six times more children die in foster homes than in the general public. And she even went on to state this system benefits by converting children into cash.
Oh, my. Now, you mentioned previously that they also use them for drug testing, and I assume that means pharmaceutical drugs?
That was in England, and yes, there wasn't a lot covered on that, but from what I can glean from the video, yes, that's what it is. We probably will never know the very dark secrets of all of it. But what I find so disturbing is there's just there when you look, when you do a search or you do a YouTube video, look at one of these, you will just see an amazing number of people that are reporting the exact same thing in the exact same way. So, you know, it's way too much for a coincidence.
Okay, so we don't hear about this stuff on the mainstream media at all. But I have watched some of these videos, one in particular was a young man that said that he had been in foster care for, a number of years, and that he had been medicated during most of that time, and that he was just now beginning, after he, you know, come of age, that he was just now beginning to feel like a normal human being.
And
it was just a terrible story, and you have to multiply that by thousands because there are so many children in the system, and there's inadequate resources, and there's also not sufficient oversight and not enough people who are going into the foster homes if they in fact do put them into foster homes. There's no oversight. of those homes.
No, there's not. And it seems like the more that the families try to fight this, the worse they can, you know, the worse it becomes. I saw a video last night where a woman had her children taken. Then when witnesses came forth to support the fact that, yes, she was a good parent, their children were taken. And then her attorney's children were taken.
Oh, my word. So this is what they are doing. They are using this to silence people so that, oh, my goodness, this is just overwhelming.
It is, Deanna. I couldn't. This has actually stressed me out unbelievably because of what I, you know, of course, when you find this, you just can't believe it. And yet all of these people cannot be wrong. There's documentation of this.
Right.
I did see another one, a woman by the name of Carol Rhodes. She's a former FOC officer, and unfortunately I forgot to put what FOC stands for, but it has something to do with the Child Protective Services, I believe. Anyway, she is author of a book called Friend of the Court, Enemy of the Family, and I've not gotten a chance to read it, but I think it might be very helpful for listeners to understand what is going on. It's been said that agencies balance their budget by how many children they can get into the system, and the dollars always keep increasing instead of decreasing.
Now, you know, if it were a legitimate operation and they were actually taking care of these children and paying the foster families a certain amount of money to give adequate care to these children, they wouldn't be making money.
Exactly, Deanna.
And so what they're doing is probably trafficking these children. They lose them within the system and then traffic them out of the country, correct?
I have not. That part I'm really not sure of. I would assume that. I don't know that they're trafficking them out of the country. It seems like, and they may be. I'm really not.
There may be several things that are going on.
That's right.
I mean, you've brought up organ parts, which is that's a very popular thing. And you've brought up, or I've brought up sex trafficking. So there could be multiple reasons for taking children. And you must acknowledge, I guess, that the easiest way of doing this would be to take them out of their families' homes and put them in a place where they would not receive oversight. And so it would be easy to lose, quote unquote, hundreds of children, thousands of children.
Oh, I believe so. And apparently from what I've heard in a lot of cases is that when the children are taken away, and maybe the families are supposed to get some type of visitation, well, those families will never be told about those visitations. And then the children are told, see, your parents, your family don't love you. They don't come to see you. So they're actually turning the children against their own families. And then, of course, when they get out of the system because they age out at 18, then they want nothing more to do with the family. And on another video, it was CBS Channel 42, I believe, out of Kentucky, did an investigation. And they were talking about one in 10 little boys were on drugs, and we're talking about Ritalin and other things. And it seems the government gives more money to schools based on more kids being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. And for low-income families, if the children were put on Ritalin, the families received a lot more money. So who benefits from that, Deanna?
The pharmaceutical companies, obviously.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
the schools, the corporate school system.
Yes.
All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Diana Hunter, and we're talking about pharmaceutical companies receiving benefits, and also the corporate school districts, because each school district is a corporation. And when you get right down to anything, it's always about money, it seems.
One other thing they were reporting in England is that children were being taught eugenics in school, and that people were being told they are not smart enough to have children, which is, of course, eugenics in and of itself. And there's been an increased rate in one area of England of children committing suicide.
Oh, my.
You know, and I think we're having a great, well, certainly what I, the few reports I have seen about suicide in this country, when I went to school, it was almost unheard of, maybe the odd occasional student, but not like we're doing today.
And it's kind of, that is really amazing. I mean, I know that in certain ethnic groups, in certain areas, that suicide is very prevalent. For instance, on the Indian reservations, there's a lot of suicide, and it's very sad because there's a sense of hopelessness in those reservations, on those reservations, that people just feel they have no other alternative.
Sure. But with this, you have to wonder, if your child's being taught eugenics in school, what is that going to be doing to their mindset?
Right.
You know, would that not be putting it in there? I don't know, but it's just a question.
Well, I think that, you know, that schools really should enhance people, should make them the better people, should help them with their self-esteem, teach them, and through that process they become, you know, educated and have good character, although much of that has to be taught at home. But if schools are doing just the opposite and filling these children with Agenda 21 style ideas and eugenics and telling them how worthless they are, and then they also, that's reinforced by the media, don't you think?
It's reinforced everywhere we go. And a thought just came to my mind. The other day I had read somewhere that in Denver, Colorado, some of the schools are having as high as 50% dropout rate, which to me is absolutely unheard of. And I'm now thinking, could it be because, well, number one, the children aren't getting the education that they're supposed to be. But if they're getting all this pressure from Agenda 21, eugenics, things of that sort, would they not want to be getting out of the schools? Is that why our dropout rate is so high?
Right, but I wonder where these children are going. I mean, if they are dropping out of school in favor of homeschooling, that would be one thing. But if they're dropping out of school, there's certainly no jobs out there for them to obtain. So what happens to them then?
I don't know. Are they children of the streets? That's scary. None of this stuff is being answered or really being held. You know, people aren't being held accountable.
And it certainly isn't being addressed in the media at all.
No, and in looking over and re-listening to some of this information about the late Senator Nancy Schaefer, you know, it was reported that she was shot in the back, and I believe there were multiple gunshot wounds to the chest of her husband, so they were calling it a murder-suicide. Well, I would like to know, if you're shot in the chest once, and I'm not sure on this, but I believe it was with a shotgun. If you're shot once with a shotgun, I don't believe you're in any shape to shoot yourself again.
Right. Well, she made the mistake of announcing that she was going to divulge all of these details about the government's participation in the trafficking industry. And what she should have done was not announce that she was going to do it. She should have simply done it.
I agree.
I think she was suicided, obviously.
I think when you announce something and then don't do it immediately, i.e. the same airtime, you're setting yourself up for disaster.
Right.
There is another YouTube video that I could highly recommend. And I'm sorry I'm going so much to YouTube, except that that is the one place that this information is getting out. There was one in particular called Innocence Destroyed, and it is a three-part series, and it is really excellent. There, again, is a tool to help people understand this.
And this has been going on for a long time. I'm sure you're aware of the Franklin cover-up, that book that was written. I can't think of the guy's name. I have a copy of it downstairs. But it talks about the actual participation of the White House and people high up in the federal government who have collaborated, allowed it, participated. It's pretty sickening. In fact, I start reading that book and I thought, no, I don't want to know about this because it's just too evil. All right, we do have to take a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Diana Hunter.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hunter. And yes, if you go to just Google Innocence Destroyed, and you immediately come up with a multi-part series. And I believe that's one that I've watched. And you know, there's also older young women, 17, 18, you know, in that age category. Also go missing. And I've had one lady on my program, whom I just admire so much, Glendine Grant. She is just, an amazing, amazing woman. And, her daughter went missing, about 6 years ago. And, she has just, moved forward. And talks to schools and now has her own radio program. And it's remarkable what she's doing to bring awareness of this problem. And then, of course, we have the Holly Bobo case, which that happened in April of last year. And, you know, there's similarities in both cases.
I think there are similarities in all of these. And again, I just reiterate what is so astounding is this is crossing country borders. So that I would have to assume, I know you're not supposed to assume anything, but if it's happening in all of these different countries, I don't see where it's not happening across the world. And they're getting away with, this is the most heinous thing I can think of. I mean, these people are good at bringing up nasty, evil issues. But this has got to be one of the top ones.
Right. And of course, it's, as I said before, it's always about money. And they view us as commodities, as units that they can extract either taxes from or some kind of profits from by making us so sick that we're on pharmaceutical drugs or illegal drugs or whatever. I mean, it's always about money. And there are certain groups of people who view others as money-making units.
Absolutely, and useful or useless units.
Right, and the thing about with drugs, I think that you know you use it up, but when you're trafficking humans, there's a longer period of use for a human.
Oh, that's a good point, isn't it? I had not thought of it that way. There's many uses, aren't there?
Yes.
Yes, and I will tell, no wonder you did not want to, what did you say, not want to finish watching that video because it made you uncomfortable?
The Franklin cover-up. I started to read that book, and I thought, we know about corruption. We know about so many things that are wrong with this country, wrong with the government. But when it gets to that level of evil, I wasn't ready to know about it.
And I didn't read the book, but I had read articles about it, a series of articles were written. I don't remember offhand what stopped that investigation. Do you?
It was probably the government. I mean, because they seem to have a hand in stopping a lot of investigations. I mean, it was Eisenhower that stopped what was the name of that guy? There was some a commission was designed to investigate the foundations.
Yes,
Dodd was involved with it, but it was there was one guy that was he got really sick and died, and so somebody else stepped in to take over the investigation, and Eisenhower told them to cut the investigation immediately. Period. And that was when there was about 4,100 foundations, tax-free, exempt-free foundations in this country who were basically using money that they didn't have to pay tax on, obviously, to indoctrinate the population, educate the population, and to basically socially engineer the country.
If you want a very rude awakening, you go to the UN website under tax-exempt foundations and then also the ones under consultative status. And you will find, I have not totaled them up yet, it's something I need to do, but they are in the tens of thousands. At a rough guess, I'm going to say around 40 to 50,000 what they call non-governmental agencies.
Wow. And of course, it's the people with all the money that are funding these, the people like Maurice Strong. He is funding a lot of those. And then, I have a couple books on foundations, and there are a lot of foundations.
And, there's more than any one person can possibly know of. You know,
sure.
I mean, there's foundations within foundations.
Right.
There's another group, I mentioned it earlier, that Brian Gerrish is reporting on, and it's called Common Purpose. Now, he discovered it in his own town of Plymouth in England, and what it says it is it's supposed to be a charity based in Great Britain which creates future leaders of society. And according to Mr. Gerrish, what they do is they select individuals and they train them to learn how society works, and then how CP graduates can use the knowledge to lead outside of authority.
My.
That sounds rather ominous, doesn't it? Deanna.
Yes.
Leading outside of authority. And it's been described as re-engineering society with common purpose controlling the society. It's a semi-secret organization. And if people are asking, why am I bringing something up that's in the UK, just recently there have been, we're getting a lot of clues that it's also come to this country. So it's relevant here too.
Yeah, I think that anything that the UK is involved in, then we are going to be involved also, because we had a special alliance with them beginning in 1897, that when they went into a country, when they invaded a country, that we would share in the plunder. And that if we invaded a country, that England would share in the plunder. And so since 1897, basically, the two countries have always allied in any war, in any invasion, no matter where it has taken place, including in the Middle East. And so whatever they're doing in England, they're going to be doing it here also.
You're 100% right, and I think that's why it's very important for us to keep up on what is happening over there. Now, Mr. Gerrish has put up a website called cpexposed.com. It's a great website. You will learn a lot about this. Also, once again, he's done a lot of video presentations reporting on what this is. And to give you a little bit further, this semi-secret organization, it operates across the entire country of England. And the members go through what they call a matrix course. It can cost anywhere from about £4,000, with our exchange rate is £8,000. Many of these people are from the public sector, and a lot of the payments come right out of the public sector. And interesting, in one of his interviews, he said that now both the Devon and Cornwall police over there, the little towns over there, had spent £57,000, so okay, double that for a dollar amount, on these courses, and when they asked, they couldn't tell you what they get out of it.
Well, I think that's pretty true in a lot of things. But it just seems, you know, you have to ask yourself, okay, where does this money go to, and who's benefiting?
Well, Common Purpose is benefiting. They are. Really, when you get down to it, it's been described as an elitist pro-EU political organization. It's helping to really replace the current system in the UK and worldwide with the CP-chosen elite leaders. So it's just, I kind of liken it to ICLEI, except it's much more all-encompassing because it works in stealth, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or it seems to. There's very little information you can get out about it.
There's a diagram on the page, and it says the top guy is Peter Mandelson, M-A-N-D-E-L-S-O-N. And then there are several departments and other organizations and charities. Oh, my, charities, councils, private sector, all kinds of things underneath. And so it's probably like any other organization where the top pretty much knows what is going on, and the bottom layers are kind of compartmentalized, and they just kind of do what they're told to do without recognizing the part that they are playing within the whole organization. And I think if you look at the Council on Foreign Relations or any other big organization, I think that it's set up in just that way. Well, if you look at the government, it's set up that way.
Right. There's a lady called Julia Middleton, who is the chief executive of Common Purpose. And apparently she praises the work of the German, of the Dutch Bank, the German bankers. And the Deutsche Bank is a major power behind Common Purpose. So does that tell you a lot?
Well, it tells me that basically since the end of World War II, that Germany has been occupied.
Well, and Deutsche Bank is, they have helped in so many other ways. It goes on to say that Mrs. Middleton earns 80,000 pounds a year, so almost $160,000 from her charity. And she promotes the term useful idiots in her book, Beyond Authority. Now, I've not read that book yet, but anybody who goes around calling people useful idiots, you know.
Right, and, well, Kissinger referred to the military as useful, well, he called them animals, but, yes, there's useful idiots, and then there's useless eaters, and, you know, I mean, we all fall into one of those categories, you know, as viewed by others.
Right. Another thing I found really interesting on his website of the CPExposed.com, under the comments section, one of the people had brought this up. Let's see, that the government is now informing us that British troops are to be used on British streets to encounter terrorism and domestic terrorism. British squaddies, I don't know, combat, I guess, have already been given questions asking to establish whether they would be prepared to fire on their own people. Now, does that not ring a bell to you, Deanna?
Oh,
with
yes.
The 29 Palms questionnaire.
Yes, and then also the recent legislation, which was signed when on the 31st, I think that Obama signed it on December 31st, the defense bill, wherein
right.
The U.S. troops can incarcerate us without any trial and keep us indefinitely, and we basically have no protection before the law.
Right. So you can just see this almost mirrors what's going on over there. And an interesting, you know how I love to research Nature Conservancy, Deanna.
Oh, right.
Okay, this is most interesting. Sir David Bell is one of the controllers of Common Purpose. And I had done some work on, he headed up a group called Pearson, which is a publishing group. It's one of the largest ones in England and probably throughout the world. And I happened to look on my research about the Prince Charles Leadership, let's see, Prince Charles Business Leadership Forum.
Hmm.
And the Pearson Group is most definitely on that. They were also one of the signatories to the UN Global Compact. And then, of course, I have found that many members that are on the Prince's Forum are also intertwined in Nature Conservancy's International Leadership Council.
Wow.
So it goes that far.
Yes. Well,
Go ahead. Well, there's also a very good chart on the website stopcp.com. And it shows the hierarchy of this, which with CP right and Common Purpose right in the middle. And it shows the New World Order, Agenda 21, Smart Growth, European Union, and USA. And the objectives they talk about, that they are change agents, social control. The objectives are create a communitarian society, create a technocracy. And very interesting, their philosophy is also coming out of the Fabian Society and Frankfurt School of Cultural Marxism. And they are using neurolinguistic programming.
Wow. Well, you know, that has been going on for a long time. When the Fabian Society really got going earlier in the last century, and you can see all of these organizations, all of these factions kind of building up to this big crescendo where they're really going to implement global governance.
Absolutely. Another interesting thing I found, now I've not read, I found a 100-page document from World Wildlife UK.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad organization, too, and they're just as evil as the Conservancy.
Yes, except the Conservancy, they even have more power, which I was really kind of amazed at when you start looking at it, that Nature Conservancy has 1 million members. World Wildlife says they have 5 million. But I found, and I'm going to need to send this to you, Deanna, because I think it's very important. It doesn't say common purpose, but it says common cause. The case for working with our cultural values makes the case that civil society organization can find common cause in working to activate and strengthen a set of helpful intrinsic values. Oh, I hear the music.
Okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll talk about intrinsic values. Stay tuned.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our guest today is Diana Hunter. Did you ever get your website up and running?
I've been trying so hard to do that. I was in about a week or two of doing it, and I most definitely will let you know. I have had so many things coming in that I'm trying to do. I need to just focus on my website for a while, so I apologize to people. I will have it done soon. If they would like to email me about any of this, they're welcome to, and my email address is nature_con Yahoo.com.
All righty. Thank you.
And I apologize. I know I need to get that website up because it helps when you can see it in print.
Sure. But I know you've got a lot of things going on. We've had the, you know, a lot of other things, the holidays and all that stuff, which I hardly bothered to celebrate. But
me too.
You know, it's just I had a very uncommercial holiday.
Me
very
too.
Very uncommercial Christmas.
And you know, I found it much more relaxing that way and without stress.
Oh yeah. I mean, when you think about it, all of the commercialization of it starting even before Thanksgiving, and you've got to go out and you do Black Friday and Black Saturday and I mean it's, and you think all these people are out there lining up. Don't they get it? They just don't get it.
No, it's just another way of taking our money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and people fall for it.
Yes, I think people, you know, they need to be putting more into the actual meaning of Christmas than buying each other gifts, but that's just my opinion.
Sure, I agree with you.
I certainly don't want to tell people, you know, what to do. Getting back to this common cause thing, Deanna, because I do think it's important on here. They're talking about communications campaigns and even government policy. And when common cause is awfully close to common purpose, would you agree?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And then, all right, I just pulled that up on my website or my computer, and as I said, I'm going to be sending you this link. What I would like to know, it says developed as part of World Wildlife UK Strategies for Change Project, which always gets my attention. And there is extensive input by a man named Paul Shelton, who's professor of linguistics at the University of Lancaster in UK, and Tim Castor, professor of psychology in Illinois.
Hmm.
Don't you find that a little strange to be found in a 100-page document for the World Wildlife Fund?
Oh, yes. Of course, I think if you go through a lot of things that you find, in all the legislation, you're going to find stuff that you didn't know how it got there, and nobody's ever reads it, and it becomes law, and pretty soon we're all in really, really big trouble because nobody bothered to read anything.
Well, a lot of people, I think they know what's happening with the environmental organizations, but even, you know, and I've done a lot of research on this, Deanna, and the more I do, the more upset I seem to get by it, because the depth of it goes beyond anyone's imagination. I'm just going to read you from their summary and guide.
Could you hold that, because we're going to go in about 5 seconds
sure.
to our 1 minute top of the hour break, and then when we get back, we will take some calls after the first break at 800-313-9443. So we will be right back in 1 minute.